السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه، وعلى عفوه بعد قدرته، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطة لتكونوا شهداء على الناس ويكون الرسول عليكم شهيدا، صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat which I have recited, Allah ta'ala had said, we have made you, O Ummah of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ummata wasata, and justly balanced Ummah. An Ummah that does not fall short of the limit and does not go beyond the limit. Ifrat of tafrit se bachkar ek ummat. It is something that does not go beyond the limit, does not fall short of the limit. And that is also known in our Sharia and in common terminology as moderation. That you avoid all extremes and you adopt moderation. Now today there are two types of moderation. One moderation is that which the Western world wants Muslim people to adopt. And you say you must be a moderate Muslim. What definition that is, only Allah Ta'ala knows. But actually that definition is that you must be not a Muslim at all. You must not take your religion seriously. You must just become a nominal Muslim, a Muslim by name, a Muslim who does not have any devotion to Islam, a Muslim who does not pose any threat to the hegemony of the world, the Western world, does not pose any threat to the immoral activities that are happening throughout the world. No, that is not something that we are talking about. That is a different moderation at all, and something that we need to discuss on a different level. Here we are talking about what Allah says, I have made it a distinctive characteristic of Islam. I have made you a justly balanced ummah. وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. If Allah Ta'ala tells us, I have made you a justly balanced ummah, it means you and I, we have to strive towards finding that balance which is between extremes, to be able to say that we have been able to achieve the distinguished characteristic of Islam, which is moderation. Now, there are many examples I will give you with regard to how in every matter Islam has got this approach. Does not fall short of the limit, and not only falling short of the limit, but does not go beyond the limit. It does not fall short, does not go beyond. It's always the justly balanced ummah. In every one of the aspects of Islam, you will find this characteristic shining through. For example, let me give you a few examples and we conclude today. Look at how do we relate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are two extremes. One extreme is of those people who do not believe in Allah, who are atheists. How can a person be an atheist? But this is how people believe. They believe that Aliyadu billah, Allah does not exist. Although in every aspect you will find manifestation of Allah Ta'ala's greatness and existence in every particle of this universe. Allah says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Verily in the creation of the heavens and earth, the changing of the day and night, there are signs of Allah for people of understanding. Today, people who can, you can actually chart and say 10 years from now, the sun will rise at this particular time. Without fail, it will do so. Every day the sun rises according to what scientists and other people have already determined. Look at an Islamic calendar, the sun will rise at this particular time. And it rises at that time. There is nothing that forces it other than the system of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says in the changing of the days and night, there are signs of people, for people of understanding of Allah Ta'ala. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا I will show you my signs. فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ وَفِي الْعَفَاقُ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ I will show you my signs in the horizon. I will show you my signs in yourself. How is it that Allah Ta'ala allows the hair of the head to grow? Allah doesn't allow the hair of the eyebrows to grow. If Allah had allowed the eyes of the eyebrow to grow, we would have had more accidents than we are already having. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about when a child is born without any teeth. But it is his hair, but without teeth. If he had teeth, then it would have been difficult for the mother when he breastfeeds. And the child now needs to be weaned off milk and start having solids, Allah Ta'ala start giving it teeth. But then also just the milk teeth, what we say, enough to eat solids for that particular time. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it needs now teeth to tear into meat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants it that. Allah gives us the teeth that is hard. Allah Ta'ala gives us the tongue that is soft. Because the tongue is soft, we can taste food. Because the tongue is soft, we can change our lips to be able to articulate words. Yet people say we don't believe in Allah. So many signs of Allah. Therefore, I am not a big fan of people who say, you know, take a tomato and say, "Dekho, isme Allah likha hua hai." Look at it this way, look at it that way. Is tarah se karo, is tarah se karo. Allah Ta'ala says, I have given you signs of Allah in yourself. I have given you signs of Allah in the horizon. In the changing of day to night is Allah's signs. We don't see Allah's signs in that. And we take something and we say, look at it this way, look at it that way. Possible, I'm not saying it's not possible. But Allah's signs are made mention in the Holy Quran. And then on the other hand, another extreme is what? People have worshipped idols. In between these two extremes is the beauty of Islam. We don't reject Allah and we believe in the oneness of Allah. Therefore, it's a beautiful i'tidal between two extremes of atheism and polytheism. Between those who don't believe in Allah and those who believe in more than one Allah. How do we relate with our prophets? How do we relate with Allah's messengers? Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala ne unko bheja. So how do we relate with them? There are people in the past, what they did was, they disrespected the Nabi. They even attributed human elements. It's just a normal human being, aliyadhu billah. وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ They kill the prophets. And you know who I'm referring to. The Bani Israel. On the other hand, there were those who were the Christians. Allah Ta'ala says they made the prophets one of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In between these two extremes is the beauty of Islam. In between these two extremes is the beauty of Islam. For us, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is someone we have the greatest of love, the greatest of respect, and we obey him. He is the object of our unswerving love. He is the object of our unswerving allegiance. He is the object of our devotion. He is not the object of our worship. Is ummat ne apne nabi ko itna saraha aur itne adab ki ke no other ummat has ever showed respect to the nabi the way this ummat has made and showed respect to the nabi of Allah. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi one day was giving dars of hadith. After the dars, someone said, "Oh Imam, why are you wincing in pain? Every now and then we see that you are in pain." So he said, "Lifted up my kurta." He said, "See what's behind my kurta." When they lifted up, saw a scorpion, it stung him 17 times. Kya hua? Why didn't you tell us? Hame bata barate the, hum aapke talib ilm hain. You should have stopped us. I feel ashamed for my pain to stop the lesson of the Nabi of Allah. But at the same time, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahaba, "O people, do not make my grave a place of worship after I die." One day someone was making dua, MashaAllah wa MashaAllah Muhammad. Jo Allah chahe aur jo Muhammad chahe. What Allah wishes, what Muhammad wishes. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Atajalu lillahi nidda?" Do you bring me close to Allah? Do you equate me with Allah? See the balance. Show the respect. that no other Nabi, no other Prophet was shown such respect. At the same time, we never ever made the Nabi our object of worship. What is akhlaq? Hum kehte hain ki jo na acche akhlaq paida karo. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a mu'min through the means of good akhlaq reaches the status of one who makes tahajjud whole night, reads salat whole night, and keeps fast whole day. What is akhlaq? Akhlaq in reality is the moderate balance of good attributes. Ye to akhlaq hai. The moderate balance between beautiful attributes. Hum kehte hain ki na, that become generous. Fayazi akhtiyar karo, become generous. But what is, when is generosity good? Generosity is good when it is between extravagance and miserliness. Na to ye hai ki jo na aap aise maal ko barbaad karo, just become sakhi banna hai, to just take your wealth and go and give it without any consideration. Neither do you become miserly. And bravery, hum kehte hain ki jo na become brave. Bravery is something that is good. But when is bravery good? When it is between recklessness. Bravery ka matlab ye nahi ki jo na you ehtiyat ko chhod kar jo hai na kud niklo maidan mein. That's not the meaning of bravery. And neither is bravery to be a coward. So when is bravery good? Bravery is good between being a coward and between being reckless. In everything there is moderation, there is a balance. When you spend, be moderate. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا. A mu'min when he spends, he is not extravagant. He is not miserly. When you walk, Allah says, وَقْسِدْ فِي مَشِّكْ. Walk in a moderate style. Na itna tez chalo. No, so small. Neither very, very, very slowly. So walk in a moderate pace. When you speak, وَقْسِدْ فَوَخْذُدْ مِنْ صَوْتِكْ. Be moderate in your tone of speak. Don't speak so loud, log ghabra jaye. And don't speak so soft, people can't listen, can't understand. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whenever he used to speak, take the sentence three times, each and every one used to be able to understand. And then look at the beauty of the Quran. إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيرِ. If speaking loud was a virtue, then the loudest of voice is the praying of the donkey. The loudest of voice, the praying of the donkey, ye to koi kamal ki baat nahi hai. The donkey's praying is not something that you look forward to. So in everything, moderation. Ya tak akhir, I'll just say this, I mentioned, even in ibadat, we must be moderate. Na had se tajawuz, na had se kam. You see the sahaba ikram ridwanullah tajmain, if you look at it, they were making so much ibadat of Allah, that Allah had to tell them, come closer to the center. Or hamare halat ye hai ke we have been less. So for us to come on the center, Allah has to tell us, come up. Hum center mein nahi hai. Woh to had se tajawuz kar gaya. Unse kaha gaya ke come. That is why to fall short is also wrong, to go beyond the limit is also wrong. So Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah Tajmain used to make so much ibadat of Allah that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Inna rijasadika alayka haq, wa limalika alayka haq, wa lizawrika alayka haq, that your body has a right upon you, your neighbors have a right upon you, your wealth has a right upon you. Kaise ki Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'anu used to make so much ibadat that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, make it less. Say, oh Abdullah, you make so much, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him to make it less, he didn't listen. And towards the end of his life, he said, if only I would have listened to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because he could not maintain it. He could not maintain it. So this is something that we have to go, neither fall short, neither go beyond the limit. To har ek cheez mein, Allah Ta'ala said, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً. Even about going beyond the limit, I would have told you one thing, but time has elapsed. Also a little bit tired, coming back late. So we will keep it at that. But when a person even goes beyond the limit, kya hota hai, there is also nuksan. One of the nuksan is this, isme kya nuksan ye hai, you won't be able to maintain it. Because extremism and going beyond the limit is something that the human nature cannot endure. That is why when Muaz ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'anu used to read long surat in Isha Salat, read surah all of Waqiyah, surah all of Surah Rahman. So someone came and complained, Ya Rasulullah, whole day we are in the fields. हम खेती बारी करते हैं. When we come at night, Muazz ibn Jabal read very, very long surahs. Nabi Karim صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Oh Muazz, are you telling people to away against Allah? Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم rebuked him and said, keep your salat balanced. Don't make it so long that people can't bear it. Make it such that people can bear it. So even ibadat may be aise hi karna chahe ki we will be able to bear and we will be able to be moderate. So yeah, this is the balance Islam teaches us, which Allah says, وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. We have made you a justly balanced ummah. Har ek cheez mein, let us always strive towards moderation. We does not fall short beyond the limit, does not go beyond the limit. Aur yaad rakhe, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne kya kaha, وَخَيْرُ الْأُمُورِ أَوْسَطُهَا. The best of all affairs is that in which moderation is adopted. May Allah give you the tawfiq of understanding, inshaAllah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah.